Roswell Park's Immunotherapy Center is beginning a phase one clinical study that researchers explain will take cells directly from a patient, treat them with a vaccine, then return those cells into the patient's body. Dr. Kunle Odunsi explains how these treated cells will then utilize other cells within the patient's body, known as dendritic cells.
We will arm the dendritic cells, teach the dendritic cells to do their job effectively. What the dendritic cells will do is to recruit a large army of killer immune cells that will then go out and seek out and destroy cancer cells. So that's simply what we're doing. So we will manufacture dendritic cells from patients and put them back into patients so that the dendritic cells will be able to do their job.
As a phase one study, researchers are first trying to determine any long-term side effects. The vaccine to be used, known as NYSO1, will be made on the Buffalo campus under the supervision of Dr. Christopher Choi, who was brought to Roswell Park from California. He was asked just how close doctors may be to finding a cure for cancer.
In general, there are treatments for different types of cancer. For example, bone marrow transplants are very common these days. So, I mean, for certain types of cancers, you can definitely chemo reduce the size or cure in some cases. So there's treatments out there. And this is another aspect or another road or way, method of treating cancers. And we're not saying that this is the end all. I mean, this is just one road for us. And there's plenty of different ways or methods out there, I think, that are still yet to be explored.
Researchers are cautious and will not say this could be the big breakthrough, but Dr. Odunsi's past work with NYSO1 has resulted in at least one ovarian cancer patient beating the disease and remaining cancer-free for the past 7 years. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.